BuzzFeed, Ukrainian source says Americans safer in Kyiv than they are in Los Angeles. By Wendell Hasebo on January 24, 2022. Americans are safer in the Ukrainian city of Kyiv than they are in some dangerous American cities, such as Los Angeles, a source purportedly close to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed on Monday, according to BuzzFeed. Americans are safer in Kyiv than they are in Los Angeles, or any other crime-ridden city in the U.S., BuzzFeed reported, the source said. The comment came after President Joe Biden authorized the departure of U.S. embassy employees in Ukraine and ordered their family members to leave the country amid threats of Russian aggression. The fact that the U.S. was the first one to announce this is extremely disappointing, and quite frankly, these Americans are safer in Kyiv than they are in Los Angeles, or any other crime-ridden city in the U.S., the source reportedly said. Crime is increasing in Democrat cities. For instance, Los Angeles homicides increased 46.7% in 2021 compared to 2019, while shooting victims are up 51.4%, according to police data, the Los Angeles Times reported. The source also reportedly criticized Biden's decision to remove its citizens from Kyiv as utterly ridiculous and a product of U.S. inconsistency. On the one hand, Washington tells Ukraine how we should democratize. We stand with you. It's your right to determine to join the West. We will stand with you against Russian aggression, the source reportedly said. Then Russia turns up the temperature and they're the first to leave. The White House on Monday doubled down on its recommendation for Americans to immediately leave Ukraine, as Russia continues to bully Ukraine and ally themselves with Germany over the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. We are conveying to American citizens that they should leave now, Press Secretary Jen Psaki stated. When pressed whether Americans trapped in Ukraine would be on their own, Psaki would not comment. Psaki did confirm that plans are being drawn up to deploy troops to Eastern Europe. We have been refining plans for all scenarios, she said. Over the weekend, the Biden sent lethal aid to Ukraine and deployed the USS Harry S. Truman aircraft carrier to the Mediterranean. NATO also deployed ships and fighter jets to the region. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo.